In Providence, Rhode Island, Peter Gaynor, who runs the city's emergency management agency, has launched something called Operation Carrot. That's K-A-R-A-T, as opposed to Carrot, C-A-R-R-O-T. The obvious confusion is what Operation Carrot is all about. Providence street names that sound so much alike or that actually are the same. Mr. Gaynor, what's the problem with there being an Abbott Street, say, and an Abbott Park Place, both in Providence?
Well, our problem is that we want to make sure that we can dispatch our emergency response assets without any confusion, like police and fire, to the correct address. And it seems like a simple proposition, and it should be, but we have some local problems.
How common is it for you to have a problem that you live on a street that has a name that's very similar to another residential street, let's say?
We have about 1,980 streets, and of those, there's probably 75 streets in total that have some sort of conflict. And so there may be – there are some streets that have five names, five different streets across the city that have a similar name, and then there are others that just – you know, there are two streets that have the similar name. So it's wide-ranging. We haven't looked in detail about how we resolve every single one.
But let's say you have two streets, both called Brown Street, and residents or shopkeepers may have years' worth of documents or even advertising saying number 11 Brown Street. Who gets to decide which group gets to keep their address and who has to tell the entire world, I now live at number 11 Tan Street, but I actually haven't moved?
Yeah, it's a great problem, and I don't think we've resolved it yet. But I think our concept is to have the least amount of impact on the least amount of people with the least amount of money or inconvenience that we can provide.
You mentioned some places that might have five different streets using the same name in a variety of ways. What's the champion name in Providence?
The champion name seems to be Grand. So we have Grand Broadway, Grand Street. We have Grant Street, and we have Grand Street. That seems to be the champion. And again, we have a host of Park View, Park Lane, Park Row, Park Row West. So there's a few that are challenging problems.
So right now, what stage are you at right now in Operation Carrot?
Well, we just finished one-on-one surveys with the 20 largest institutions in the city. And next, we're going to go through all the streets and see really which ones are problematic. We're going to make some recommendations, I think, throughout the next year to make sure that we have a clear process in City Hall so that when someone changes a name of a business, that it actually is done through all departments to include the public safety department.
Who came up with the name Operation Carrot, by the way?
I got to say it was my
That's your idea.
Right. I wanted to be vague and confusing, and we actually have a little slideshow that we gave, and I have the word carrot with a K-A-R-A-T and a picture of a carrot that you eat, and I got a lot of quizzical looks from around the room when I first did it, but once you spell it out for everyone, then it all makes sense.
Well, Mr. Gaynor, good luck with Operation Carrot, and congratulations on the naming.
Thank you very much.
It's Peter Gaynor, who's the director of the Emergency Management Agency of Providence, Rhode Island.